LAC LABICHE, LAC Labiche County Councillors have been hearing some constructive criticism on the construction project along the western portion of Main Street. Most of the concerns have been on the time the job, which began in July, has been taking. The project, which will see the removal and replacement of old utility pipes, as well as new sidewalks, curbs, pavement overlay and a makeover of an adjacent green space, is the first of a three-phase project that will create a new streetscape for the LAC Labiche downtown. The overall project is expected to cost $12-14 million. While the first phase isn't scheduled to be completed until mid-October, some LAC Labiche County councillors are concerned about the progress of the work. "Look at the mud and the standing water and the traffic holdups," said Councillor Sterling Johnson about his recent travels through the construction zone. The concern that next year's continuation of the project into the downtown business core will face as many roadblocks as a growing concern, he says. "Start looking at how long this one is taking. And this is just a few services. I don't think that our business community will appreciate their road being blocked off on a full-time basis," said Johnson, saying the current situation is adding fuel to the fire. Ironically, it is fuel that has been one of the reasons for a few holdups on the project. "There was some unforeseen contamination. They found some hydrocarbons in the ground, so there was a delay," says Steve Reichert with V3 Companies of Canada, the engineering and construction company behind the three-phase downtown streetscape project. "The contamination was at points that have historically bordered fuel stations along the section of roadway. Once the contamination were located, more environmental and reclamation permits and procedures had to be implemented. The planners say that because other fuel services are known to have operated further along Main Street in the Phase 2 project area, work has already been done to prepare for similar contamination finds. Planners and LAC Labiche County officials are continuing discussions with Alberta transportation officials about the project. The provincial department has jurisdiction over the LAC Labiche Main Street as it is currently part of the provincial highway system. The provincial ministry has been involved in the streetscape planning, but municipal and planning representatives say that decision-making can sometimes be caught up, and slowed down, in the government bureaucracy. LAC Labiche County's senior administrator Ken Van Boole says the streetscape project continues to be the main topics of all updates and meetings with Alberta transportation officials. In recent years, some of those discussions have included the removal of the highway status, degazetting a portion of the roadway, to put it under municipal jurisdiction. Van Boole says that continues to be something municipal officials are suggesting. "We want to make sure we are doing what we need to do, whether degazetting or getting all the approvals in place, so we are not chasing this in the 11th hour," he said. Construction is set to begin on Phase 2 of the project in May of 2022. LAC Labiche County is hosting an ongoing series of open houses to detail the three-phase project. The meetings have been held every 2 weeks at MacArthur Place and are open to the public.